This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg in Washington.
And I'm Bob Edwards in Los Angeles. Meet Abe and Mabel Pepperstein.
Pepperstein.
Pepperstein. For 56 years, they've been squeezing and polishing the finest cucumbers, carrots, and cantaloupes at Pepperstein Produce in New York City.
Pepperstein.
Actually, the Peppersteins are actors Ann Mira and Edward Asner. Each day this week at this time, they'll lead an all-star cast in a made-for-Morning Edition radio comedy called I'd Rather Eat Pants. I'd Rather Eat Pants, written by Peter Ackerman, is a five-part radio play produced in cooperation with LA Theater Works to mark the opening of NPR's new West Coast Production Center. It was recorded before a live audience at the Museum of Television and Radio in Los Angeles. Act One opens on the opposite side of the country in a gourmet grocery store in New York that's threatening to put Pepperstein Produce out of business. Dan Castellaneta, best known as the voice of Homer Simpson, plays the grocery store manager. Derek Cecil of the ABC television series Push Nevada plays the checkout clerk.
Welcome to Wonder Food. The sushi bar is currently serving free spicy tuna rolls. Wonder Food, where the wonder is, we have so much food.
Now this is a market.
They should have opened this years ago.
Oh my God. I'm drooling so much I have to change my shirt.
And thank you, sir, for shopping at Wonder Food, where the wonder is, we have so much food. I just love that. Yes, ma'am, what can I do you for?
How much for the cantaloupe?
Well, let's pop it on the scale and find out, shall we? Oh, that's a nice round one. Okay, that'll be $1.05.
$1.05? That's outrageous! But it's not even ripe! Here, let me thump it.
Hey, don't thump it so hard.
Why won't it come out?
Easy, lady, you'll smash it.
Hey, don't grab me. Oh, this Wonder Food employee is grabbing me.
You're smashing the cantaloupe.
He's choking me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, help!
Is that you, baby?
Help!
What's going on?
Out of my way! Wonder Food is choking my wife!
What's going on over there? Manager on register 4?
Is this the Joker, Squeeby?
We got two whack jobs on register 4?
First he grabbed me, and then he choked me.
He choked a 72-year-old woman.
I never touched the old bag.
He called her an old bag.
Okay, you two need to chill, because this is like my first day, and I don't do well under pressure.
Where's the you-know-what-ski?
I can't get it out.
Jimmy!
Hey, what are you doing?
A finger, everybody! There's a severed finger in the cantaloupe.
Oh, my God. That's
disgusting.
Well, why don't we all go across the street to Pepperstein Produce, where Abe and Mabel never stick fingers in their cantaloupe.
I'm a good person. I come from California.
All right. What seems to be the problem? The Pepperstein.
Pepperstein.
You told me this was a no-pressure job, dude. I've been here just 10 minutes, and I'm feeling like major pressure.
I'll take care of it, Wisdom.
Wisdom?
Don't make fun of my name, brah.
Look, everyone. It's a plastic finger.
Oh. So
they planted it. They're the Pepperstein's from across the street, and they're trying to sabotage our store.
Can someone check me out up there?
Register 5.
Don't do it. Wonder Food will choke you.
And call you an old bag.
The cop said the next time you were here, they'd throw you in jail. So?
I'm terrified of jail.
Hello? Police?
I hate small spaces.
Come on, Mabel. The Pepperstein Produce in 75 more years. That was awful.
Was it me, Abe? Was it my acting? I gave a nice wink to the surveillance camera.
Are you kidding? Your acting was terrific. I thought you were actually choking.
I was. I had some phlegm.
I just don't see how we can beat these guys.
I had phlegm yesterday when you weren't here, and I had to give myself the Heimlich against the pineapple stand.
Are you listening, Mabel? We can't afford to keep the shop open. I've been working here since I was six.
Well, then we'll have to retire.
Move to Florida.
And live on what, seashells?
Well, we can't stay in New York. The cops will put us in jail.
Nah, they won't. We're 75 years old.
Hey, do you think if a movie producer saw me acting in Wonder Food, he would put me in a movie?
At the rate we're going, it's more likely than selling a pineapple. Yes, can we help you? You! It's you!
Who?
Easy, old-timers.
The kid from Wonder Food.
Wisdom?
Oi, with the name.
They fired me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, I'm not mad. It's all good. I mean, I didn't drive 3,000 miles and kick up my kickstand to clink change at a trendoid food chain.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. Just nod your head and smile.
So I'm doing a curvy corner and heading straight back to Cali. I just wanted to thank you two.
Wait, you're going to California right now?
Well, as soon as I get my helmet on.
Oh, can we have a ride?
What?
You know, I would, but I'm on my bike.
You're riding a bicycle to California? Why not take a donkey? You get there faster.
My motorbike and sidecar, brah.
Sidecar?
Brah.
I like hitchhikers.
How many can you fit total?
One in the sidecar and two on the bike, so that makes,
three, Copernicus, three.
Perfect, we'll go.
What?
Don't you see, Abe, it's opportunity knocking.
No, opportunity knocks when you're 30. When you're 75, it's death.
Well, we can't afford to stay here. We can't afford to retire. And ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to act in the movies.
Oi.
The kid is offering us a free trip to L.A.
Oh, I'm going to San Francisco.
You'll do what we say.
Mabel, could we have a little talk here on planet Earth?
No. Oh, the cops!
Ah, the cops went by. They don't care about us.
But they will. Oh, come on, Abe. We haven't left New York in 56 years. We've worked every backbreaking day, even the blackouts and the blizzards.
Not to mention my gallbladder surgery.
Which we never should have done in the store.
Why? It was a success.
But Mrs. Oppenheimer never bought hummus again. Oh, my gosh, Rhonda.
Oh, no, we're not calling Rhonda.
She lives in L.A.
She left us in a lurch.
40 years ago, you forgive and forget after 40 years?
Not when your daughter says she'd rather eat pants than go into business with you.
I wonder how we'd find her.
Well, it's been great hearing about your family, but...
Not so fast, Wisdom. You're taking us to California to find our daughter and become king and queen of the silver screen.
Far out.
Oi.
Will Abe and Mabel find their daughter? Will Mabel become a big-time movie star? Will Abe go crazy trying to understand a word Wisdom says? Tune in tomorrow when you'll hear Abe say,
I love having my tuchus 2 inches from the highway.
I'd Rather Eat Pants, a radio comedy in 5 parts, was produced by Susan Albert Loewenberg and directed by Gordon Hunt. The Pepperstines,
Pepperstein,
were played by Ann Mira and Edward Asner. Wisdom was played by Derek Cecil. Dan Castellaneta was the grocery store manager. There are pictures of the performance and more at npr.org.